Yevamis Perek Tes Mishnah Dalet. Bas Yisrael mu reses l'kohen. Bas Yisrael that's mu reses l'kohen. She didn't do nisuin, just erisin. Mu beres mi kohen. Or she had a child from a kohen. Shomeres yavam l'kohen. Or she's a shomeres yavam. She's waiting to do yibum to a kohen. V'chein bas kohen l'Yisrael. And also, the flip side, she's the daughter of a kohen. That's mu reses to Yisrael. Lo tochel b'truma. All these cases, the woman cannot eat truma, like we've said in the previous Mishnayos. That an uber, a yavam, and erisin, all these cases, they passel if she was a bas kohen, and also v'loy machilin. If she's going to be married to a kohen, it's not a complete marriage yet that she can eat truma from the kohen. Not until she actually marries him. Mishnah continues, bas Yisrael mureses l'alevi. What happens if a bas Yisrael is mureses to a levi? Muberes mi levi, or she's pregnant from a levi? Or shomeres yavam l'alevi, or she's waiting to do yibum to a levi? And also the flip side, v'chin bas levi li Yisrael. And also bas levi, that's kudeshes to Yisrael. Lo tochel b'maiser. She cannot eat maiser. The same halacha is by truma, so too by maiser. This mishnah, the Rab points out, is Rabbi Meir's shita. Rabbi Meir holds that maiser rishon is aser to a non-levi. However, we've said in Seder Zeroyim that a levi is allowed to give maiser to a Yisrael. A Yisrael can eat maiser. So the halacha, the Rav says, is not like Rabbi Meir. But this mishnah is Rabbi Meir. And now we have a case, bas levi moresis l'kohen. So she's the daughter of a levi that she's moresis l'kohen. So she was eating maiser, and now she's moresis l'kohen. She's soon going to eat truma, but she can't yet, because she's only moresis. Muberes mikohen, or she's pregnant from a kohen, but she didn't have the child yet. Shomeres yavam l'kohen, or she's waiting to do yibum to a kohen. Also the flip side, v'chein bas kohen l'levi, bas kohen, that was eating truma, and now she's moresis l'levi, or muberes l'levi, or shomeres yavam l'levi. Lo toichal loy betruma v'loy b'maiser. So here it's interesting that she wouldn't eat both truma or maiser. Now why not? Because if a case where a woman, let's say she's a bas levi that's mureses to a kohen, there is a common denominator that she should still be able to eat maiser, because both a kohen and a levi can eat maiser. So really the Gemara says that they can eat maiser. So really what the Mishnah is talking about, like the Rab brings the Gemara says, is that we're actually dealing with any woman that comes by herself to the threshing floor after they would make the grain into heaps, that's when they'd be chayv and shumas and maisers. So if they would come by themselves, they would not give shumas and maisers at that point to these women, even if they're allowed to eat it. And she would only be able to eat shumas and maisers if she comes with her husband. Because we're afraid of a case, which could be common, of a woman that's not a bas kohen, that's a regular Yisraelis, that's married to a kohen, and then the kohen dies, or divorces her. We're afraid that she's going to come, and everybody's going to recognize that she's married, but really her husband just divorced her, or he died, and they're going to give her chumah or maaser, and she can no longer eat chumas and maasers. So because of that, they would not give chumas and maasers by the threshing floor, unless she brings her husband. And that's what the Mishnah ends off with when it says, lo tocha lo b'chumah v'lo b'maaser. It's talking about a woman coming by herself to collect chumas and maasers from the threshing floor.